The body was smack in the middle of my freshly scrubbed kitchen floor. Fred the Funky Chicken, minus his head. "Owen," I said sharply. Nothing. "Owen, you little furball, I know you did this. Where are you?" There was a muffled meow from the back door. I leaned around the cupboards. Owen was sprawled on his back in front of the screen door, a neon yellow feather sticking out of his mouth. He rolled over onto his side and looked at me with the same goofy expression I used to get from stoned students coming into the BU library. I crouched down next to the gray and white tabby. "Owen, you killed Fred," I said. "That's the third chicken this week." The cat sat up slowly and stretched. He padded over to me and put one paw on my knee. Tipping his head to one side, he looked up at me with his golden eyes. I sat back against the end of the cupboard. Owen climbed onto my lap and put his two front paws on my chest. The feather was still sticking out of his mouth. I held out my right hand. "Give me Fred's head," I said. The cat looked at me unblinkingly. "Come on, Owen. Spit it out." He turned his head sideways and dropped what was left of Fred the Funky Chicken's head into my hand. It was a soggy lump of cotton with that lone yellow feather stuck on the end. "You have a problem, Owen," I told the cat. "You have a monkey on your back." I dropped what was left of the toy's head onto the floor and wiped my hand on my gray yoga pants. "Or maybe I should say you have a chicken on your back." The cat nuzzled my chin, then laid his head against my t-shirt, closed his eyes, and started to purr. I stroked the top of his head. "That's what they all say," I told him. "You're addicted, you little furball, and Rebecca is your dealer." Owen just kept on purring and ignored me. Hercules came around the corner then. "Your brother is a catnip junkie," I said to the little tuxedo cat. Hercules climbed over my legs and sniffed the remains of Fred the Funky Chicken's head. Then he looked at Owen, rumbling like a diesel engine as I scratched the side of his head. I swear there was disdain on Hercules' furry face. Stick catnip in, on, or near anything, and Owen squirmed with joy. Hercules, on the other hand, was indifferent. The stocky black-and-white cat climbed onto my lap, too. He put one white paw on my shoulder and swatted at my hair. "Behind the ear?" I asked.
"Meow,"
the cat said. I took that as a yes and tucked the strands back behind my ear. I was used to long hair, but I'd cut mine several months ago. I was still adjusting to the change in style. At least I hadn't given in to the impulse to dye my dark brown hair blonde. "Maybe I'll ask Rebecca if she has any ideas for my hair," I said. "She's supposed to be back tonight." At the sound of Rebecca's name, Owen lifted his head. He'd taken to Rebecca from the first moment he'd seen her, about 2 weeks after I'd brought the cats home. Both Owen and Hercules had been feral kittens. I'd found them, or more truthfully, they'd found me about a month after I'd arrived in town. I had no idea how old they were. They were affectionate with me, but wouldn't allow anyone else to come near them, let alone touch them. That hadn't stopped Rebecca, my backyard neighbor, from trying. She'd been buying both cats little catnip toys for weeks now. But all she'd done was turn Owen into a chicken-decapitating catnip junkie. She was on vacation right now. But Owen had clearly managed to unearth a chicken from a secret stash somewhere. I stroked the top of his head again. "Go back to sleep," I said. "You're going cold turkey. Or maybe I should say cold chicken. I'm telling Rebecca no more catnip toys for you. You're getting lazy." Owen put his head down again, while Hercules used his to butt my free hand. "You want some attention too?" I asked. I scratched the spot almost at the top of his head, where the white fur around his mouth and up the bridge of his nose gave way to black. His green eyes narrowed to slits, and he began to purr as well. The rumbling was kind of like being in the service bay of a Volkswagen dealership.